I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic begins their 2009-2010 season. It's titled Who's On First? With, really, the person who's on first, and that's our guest, pianist Dee Wu, returning
Hi.
To play with the orchestra led by David Bowden. Dee, thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, my pleasure.
On the concert, there'll be the Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 4, and then the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 1. Now, David Bowden is fond of deciding that there are certain things he'd really love to hear you play and then asking you whether you've played them before or not.
Yes, yes. He requested this piece about a year ago before, you know, things got really hectic. So, however, I think it's a great piece for me to get to know, and I think it's something that I really enjoy learning. So it was a great choice on his behalf.
Fred Child, talking with the guitarist David Russell, was interested to talk to David about how he learned pieces. And David Russell said he learns them backwards, that he kind of starts at the end and then works his way forwards.
Oh.
Do you have any special tricks?
No, I just try to learn it. That's pretty much what I do. There's not much that I can... Yeah, there's not much tricks. You just really work hard and learn it, and that's about the only comment I can say.
So, as you're learning a piece, you're working through it at the piano. Do you spend much time away from the piano with the score?
I think what happened is at the beginning of the learning process, you spend as much time on the piano as possible because you need to get the thing under the finger, you need to learn the notes, you need to memorize and all the process. But as time progresses, I think the time away from the piano becomes equally as important because you need to, you know, look at all the markings and decide what you want to do with, you know, the phrasing and stuff like that. So it's an interesting shift from... At the beginning, when you learn the piece, you know, you practice a lot. And later on, you still practice a lot. You just have to think about it as well.
Now, you have both the piano part, and at the same time, you're working with the orchestra.
Yes.
Dee, as you're learning a piece, how much attention do you spend to the orchestra part?
Well, I think it is very important to know what's going on in the orchestra, no matter what you're doing, because I have always believed that the concerto is sort of like a chamber music. It's just a one person versus 80, you know. However, it's an exchange of ideas and an exchange of, you know, musical offerings. And I think it's very important for us to be fully aware of orchestras, you know, what orchestra is doing, and even if they're just accompanying me, and when I'm accompanying them. In this piece particular, I think I don't have as much accompaniment going on as opposed to pieces like Rachmaninoff III. But I need to be fully aware of what they're doing in order to make a piece work.
It's unusual in Chopin, but in, say, classic pieces, it's not unusual for the pianist to conduct from the keyboard. Is this something you'd like to do?
Maybe, yeah, absolutely. Maybe in the future that will be interesting. That would definitely be something interesting. But yeah, that's not a challenge, but I'm always up for challenges.
Up for a challenge indeed.
Yeah.
We've been talking with pianist Dee Wu. She returns as a guest to the Columbus, Indiana Philharmonic for their Who's On First season. And indeed, she's the one who's on first for their September 19th concert. Concert seating begins at 7. 7:30 is the performance in Urn Auditorium. By the way, 50 minutes earlier, musically speaking, takes place for those concerts. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.